Now, the rest of the story. It was a small single-engine airplane, a pleasure plane. The pilot was lost. And that is an easy thing to be, 1,000 miles from anywhere special in the Australian wilderness. Anxiously, his eyes scanned the desolate desertscape. Somewhere down there ought to be a landmark, a clue to get him back on course, but instead, emptiness. Sweat dotted the pilot's forehead, fuel was running low, daylight was dying, and then he spotted something impossible. He swooped low for a closer look. It was true. The stories he'd heard all his life about cavemen living in that vast nowhere. Cavemen, there they were. Dozens of them? No, hundreds of them. Cave people in the 20th century. Well, in this case, the pilot did manage to find his way back to civilization, and for months thereafter, he would eagerly relate what he had seen to anybody who would listen. They were not Aborigines, he insisted. They were honest-to-goodness cave people, and he was right. And this is the rest of the story. They were first seen in the Australian outback shortly after World War I. The Aborigines knew about them, and they called the strange territory Coober Pedy. Roughly, that means home of the caveman, Coober Pedy. You'd not imagine such a land could be anyone's home, 120 degrees by day, freezing by night, so the caves did make sense, as much as 90 feet underground where the temperature is moderate and constant. Over the past 7 decades, the civilized world has been in contact with the burrowing inhabitants of Coober Pedy only sometimes. But they have been offered the advantages of modern life. And yet the cavemen and the cavewomen have clung to their austere environment and to their traditional ways and to each other. There is a fierce loyalty among them, as investigators will attest. The cave people of Coober Pedy have escaped the eyes of the news because they prefer it that way. Civilization has moved on about them and gone on beyond them, nor did they even wish to catch up. But before you feel too sorry for them, consider this. Some of these caves in the middle of nowhere are more than comfortable. I mean, they're carpeted. Some of them 4 bedrooms, finely furnished, underground residences befitting the wealth of their residents. Yes, that's right, wealth. For you see, underneath Coober Pedy is one of the world's richest sources of multicolored stones, which brought up into the light shine like 1,000 tiny fires. Opals. Maybe 80% of the world's finest opals. So that was the lure of this Australian wasteland. That was what enticed civilized white men to abandon civilization and to become miners and to become wealthy. Now, it is just possible that one day you will meet a caveman with $250,000 worth of precious stones in his pocket. That's not uncommon in Coober Pedy, but you'll not be surprised because now you know the rest of the story.